Coach's Insight programs continue here on CARE 93.7. The basketball season is upon us, and now a chance to talk about Jefferson County North as the Chargers head into 22-23 this year. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance, and we're joined by the girls' head coach, that is Steve Knoll. Coach, we appreciate it very much. 18 years now at the helm of the program. What's kind of the expectations going into this year?
Well, as usual, we've got some pretty high expectations. We return a good core that played a lot of varsity last year. And then after that, we're just not real deep. I think we have 11 girls out this year. So depth is going to be a big problem for us. But probably the biggest team I've ever had, we have 3 girls that are 6 foot. So if we can get everybody healthy right now, it's a thing we've been battling. We should be a pretty good team as the season kind of progresses.
Yeah, Macy Thompson, Abby Laird, Emily Langley, all listed at 6 feet. So you mentioned this is kind of a first go with that in regards to just how big your team is and the length that you provide. Does that kind of change things in regards to maybe what you're doing, what you're emphasizing, and just trying to utilize your players to the best of their abilities?
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the past, we've wanted to push the ball as much as we could. And this year, we still want to push it a little bit. But the big thing is we've got some good shooters on the outside, Claire Jobbins and Clara Johnson. So kind of combine them with a big post in there, too, that, you know, hopefully it makes it hard for teams to take away both aspects of that game, you know, the outside game and the inside game both. We should have people that can step up for us.
How about some of the underclassmen that have kind of stepped in? Who are some young girls that have maybe caught your eye a little bit and are trying to earn some extra playing time for you?
Well, you know, kind of through here, you know, Emily's a transfer for us, so she's transferred in this year, and she'll be new to our program and everything, but she's done a really good job for us. Riley Thompson, she's a freshman. Macy's little sister just came in and done some really good things for us so far in practice as well. And then Jocelyn Siever hasn't seen a lot of varsity time in the last couple of years, excuse me, but she's a senior, and she's really looked good for us. So I think we've got a lot of girls that can step up and fill roles.
What's kind of the early expectations on the Northeast Kansas League? Very familiar with the teams that you see each and every year. Just what's kind of the expectation this year?
Well, looking at it, you know, I think Jackson Heights and Atchison County have been the top two teams in the league the last couple of years. And then, you know, I think they're going to be the teams to beat. And then I think there's just a lot of pretty similar teams the rest of the way through there. So, you know, any given night, anybody could end up getting anybody in the league this year, I think.
Well, let's talk about the first matchup here in 2022. It's going to be Pleasant Ridge at home on Friday. How much preparation are you able to do on this Pleasant Ridge team, and what's kind of the expectations going into game one?
Well, Pleasant Ridge got us twice last year. So, you know, hopefully we can come out and, you know, get one here at the beginning of the season. Our biggest issue we've been facing right now is, like I said, we have 11 girls out, but we've not had more than 8 at a practice until yesterday just because of injuries and everything. So I think tonight will be our first night with 10 at practice. So just kind of being able to, you know, go against live defense and full type game situation has kind of been an issue for us. But, you know, the girls have all played for me before, so I think they know kind of what we need to do. And hopefully once we are able to go against live competition on Friday, you know, we're coming out and play the way we expect to play.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us here, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. They begin the year on Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brandon.